welcome to episode 49 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys. Oh, fuck, no.
You blew it.
You blew it!
We've been talking so much tonight.
I know, it's great. Yeah. We're on a roll. Cover us in gravy.
He did not just say that.
Call us gravy.
No, cover us in gravy.
Yeah, we're right. On a roll. I think
butter would have worked
metaphors.
Better.
Yeah,
butter would have been better.
Gravy.
Cover us in butter, because we're gonna go to the.
Either way, I'm uncomfortable.
Spread butter on us, because we're on a roll.
Yeah.
That just sounds really bad. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no way we can salvage that. It just sounds wrong. Spread us. Yes, spread us.
Spread us. Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends.
Oh dear God, this stinks.
Spread.
Yes, you can tell your friends.
Spread the word.
Hey, this is Game Over Nation, and
we got Ryan, the
unpaid intern.
And we also got the resident fanboy.
We got resident fucking fanboy.
Dylan is currently indisposed, so we've got Fozzie here filling in.
It's all right.
Yeah.
From the perfectly sane show.
Yeah.
You may have heard of it.
Yeah.
When Dylan drops something, Fozzie's there to pick it up like a boss.
Mm-hmm. Bows.
I don't think that's a that's
bows
not a thing.
House. A sow's boss. Guys, we got episode 49 starting up here. We're dangerously close to episode 50.
Who would have thought we would make it to 49, though? I mean,
I know.
Like,
we got
this is such a monumental
like,
episode.
This is getting crazy.
This is a monument. To
I know. Oh, Modern
Game
Decor
over,
just got another comment. Thank you, spam bot.
Yeah, I just saw that pop up.
Our listeners don't know about this, but we get bombarded with like at least 30 emails a day with spam, just fucking comments that are nothing but jumbled text, and we have to delete it all. We just got another one just now.
Yeah. Riley 2000 said, "Excellent program, Kirkzar.infree." Download games of carracing.html.
Oh, fuck. I can download games with car racing?
With it.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the car racings.
And, kirkzar.in/monthlycarloanpayment.html.
Ooh, I've been looking for another car payment. I didn't think the one was enough.
Maybe you should have the kirkzar.in.
I wish we could... Oh, can I search? I can. Oh... Okay, hold on. I'm going to search for this other spam thing. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is a spam comment that we actually approved because it was so funny. And actually, the name of the author is Obvious Spam. The comment is, definitely timeless for part of Toronto's music scene. This reminds me of all the new R&B soul artists that were just breaking out in Toronto at this time. Ivana Santelius among the pack. Where is Glenn Lewis now? I'd love to know.
I would love to know where Glenn Lewis is now.
He's like
Dylan commented underneath, where is Glenn Lewis?
Glenn Lewis, if you're out there, please write in, because we miss you so much.
So if spam bots would just attack us with that kind of stuff, we'd approve it all the time.
Yeah.
So be a little
Glenn
more clever.
Lewis.
Glenn Lewis, the Bobby Fischer of Game Over Nation.
All right, with that, we got a bit of news this week. Gabe, why don't you drop some knowledge?
All right, so first is like the bombshell news that was revealed today, which is more Wii U devs have been revealing little tidbits about the Wii U. And the first one, which is pretty disappointing, is that they say it will cost between $350 and $450 US dollars.
I don't know why developers would have access to that information. I think that's
well,
not because
they work with the technology, so they know how much that tech costs, how much like the shipping costs because they ship things.
They also not going to be the ones that make the call on whether or not to take a loss. So they might say it's worth this much, but that doesn't mean it's going to sell for that much.
Yeah. Nintendo
I think we've talked about this before. Like, I think if Nintendo's ever in a position to make a system and take a loss on it, right now is it because they just made so much money off the Wii. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of whether or not I know their sales are going down.
Yeah, they also just had their first annual loss ever. So,
right, but they have so much money sitting in the bank right now.
But they've also never released something and not made a profit off the hardware.
That's true. That's
yeah,
why I'm
but
saying
he's saying that. Yeah, that's
the,
why.
If they're that's why they have. That's why they can do it now.
You know what, Gabe? Things
I doubt they will.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean they will. But also, like, I don't know. There's been some talk too of potentially of Nintendo possibly having changed the hardware, like what we heard about at what was it E3 last year.
Well, it's interesting you mention the hardware because hardware details were also leaked. The graphics card is powered by Radeon HD 6770 chipset, which is not the newest chipset that Radeon's come out with, but the
it's pretty top of line though.
Yeah. Yeah, it will still get you through your modern games. It's like the last one before this new one.
Yeah.
So that's a big jump over things like the 360, which jeez, I think that runs off something equivalent to like a 3000 series Radeon.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but and also the console has 2 gigabytes of RAM, 560 of which are dedicated to the OS. I don't know why that matters. Yeah, those are the main details. There's one interesting game detail or like frame rate detail that was leaked, and it said Assassin's Creed 3 will run at 60 frames per second at 1080p on the Wii U compared to 720p on PS3 and Xbox 360, which kind of goes against the whole idea that the Wii U is not even going to be as powerful as the two other consoles. So that's an interesting detail.
I think a lot of that speculation initially about it being underpowered was based off the initial specs that were released, but like I said, there's been rumors lately, and what you just said kind of helps back that up, that Nintendo has changed the hardware, or whatever we heard before wasn't finalized.
That's not all they changed, though, because they also redesigned the controller. Thank God they got rid of the little 3DS nubs and put actual analog sticks on there. They added some mystery button on the left, which no one really knows what it's for, but there is a rumor it's for some connection with the vitality sensor.
And this was leaked by a developer, right? Who was it?
I think
TT
it's
Games.
Titty
Games.
Something. Someplace. Titty Games.
Big ol'
games. Damn titty.
It was just a QA tester there, and he leaked it.
Yeah.
And shit, so.
Yeah.
It was sort of like when me and Fozzie were at this game testing thing, and we were not allowed to take pictures. And then I took all the
pictures.
Yeah,
exactly. You pretty much took all the pictures. No, but like, honestly, I think you guys are right. The Wii U is going to be at 1080p. That's going to be, which I don't even think Xbox does that.
Xbox never does. Like, no, it doesn't do.
It doesn't.
It's
do
not
true
real.
1080p.
Yeah, right. It's 720p scaled up to like sort of be 1080p.
That's not 1080p. You stole her. Okay, go ahead.
I was still thinking it would be in the 250-350 price range, but like you said, right now is the time for Nintendo to strike while they still have the upper hand in the consoles. That you're right. Assassin's Creed 3 is going to look best on a Nintendo console, and I mean, how many years did it take Nintendo to be able to say that?
This is the first time.
That's like still weird just to hear.
The first time Nintendo's launching first with anything, man. I mean, Sega was first out of the game with the Genesis, with the Master System, I don't think.
But of all the details, I think this is probably the most far-fetched and also the most interesting. It's that Valve is working on a digital distribution platform for the Wii U.
That's crazy.
That's
nuts.
That could
be a game changer right there.
That's
cool, I guess.
That's crazy.
But think about that user base, too.
Oh, wait, real quick, before we jump off, get too far removed from it, on that controller change, was there any mention, I didn't see anything in what I've read, but I don't know, maybe any of you did, any word on a change to the screen?
Yeah, they didn't mention it.
It's still 3DS.
All we have is that picture, so we don't know anything. They might have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, all the speculation was off that. Yeah, because, man, If they could get rid of the resistive screen, that would
From what I've heard, it's still like the 3DS screen. The resistive.
I don't think it's that big a deal, Ryan.
Which
I mean, yeah, you can't do 2 points, but otherwise, it's fine. I mean,
well, not even that. They feel
they
mushy
do.
And weird.
They have
like,
that like
I
clear.
I don't like
that clear film before you actually
that
touch
film,
the screen.
Yeah.
But I played my DS for years and years, and it's not a big deal. Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played my DS for years and years, and then I got a phone with a capacitive touchscreen, and now I don't want to fucking do it. I rode a bike for a long time, too, and then I got a car, and it was like, wow, that was really stupid.
Something I still am hoping for that I doubt will happen at this point is that they move the right analog stick below the buttons. Because no controller I can think of has the analog stick
was
above
that
the face button.
That mentioned that in Hard News or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
They also
think
mentioned
it's
that.
Fine. I don't think it's gonna matter at all.
I think I think you can get used to it, but I don't. I don't like change.
I mean, it's not like the PlayStation Move navigation controller. Now that's some awkward shit where you're like using the analog stick and you have to like break your thumb to press X. Yeah, that's bad. But. No, I think it'll be fine. Yeah. Especially since you're holding on to like an actual like tablet, so it's not hard to slide your whole hand down and press the buttons. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this like all this little information gets me really excited for what Nintendo's gonna show at E3. Like what if Gabe Newell has another surprise announcement?
I was talking to Foz today about E3 and about how you know, like I don't think Sony or Microsoft are really gonna impress me or have anything worth being crazy about. I don't care about the Vita. I'm sure they'll have great Vita stuff, but I'm not interested. So that's already a waste for me.
Will you be interested if they have great stuff though? I mean, I know you're not interested now, but if they
I
show
don't want the hardware, you know, I mean, like, they'll have
really?
Like amazing software and I'll be like, "Oh man, that's really cool," but I still don't want to own that thing. I don't care
it's
about
so
it.
Nice.
I don't know. It's
but you don't want to.
Well, maybe you should.
It's too. It's bulky. It's not portable. It's.
I like the hardware,
dude,
man.
The hardware's pretty fucking.
No, I've
slick.
Played with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I know.
Yeah.
I was very impressed when I got it and opened it and played with like it's.
Well, you better be. You paid for it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
You know what
pay
I wasn't
it.
Impressed
I
with? The 3DS.
It's like I barely have time to game as it is. So like buying a handheld. For like that much, I don't know. It's, I don't know. It doesn't have the Nintendo magic that a 3DS would have for me. Or like, I guess
I own a 3DS. Let me tell you, there's no magic
that would make me buy.
There's no magic on the 3DS.
Right? No, I mean, I'm not. I don't know. The 3D thing isn't really a selling point for me at all. It's just the games that are available on the 3DS are more what I'd want to play in my hands. I don't know. I have my PSP. I love my PSP. But like I told the Starship Amazing guys when they were on here, I see that console as kind of a portable PS1, and that's all I've ever needed from a Sony product handheld wise is a portable
exactly.
PS1.
Exactly. Totally.
Yeah. Like I mean, PSP games are okay, but they're few and far between. Like and then like I see the Vita as just the next step of that, but I don't want to pay for more of that. So yeah, that's where I stand. I mean, that's cool. Like I'm glad that they support the Vita and they have really cool stuff for you guys. That's awesome. But I'm just not interested by default for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I can't change your mind.
Yeah. Well, and then
maybe
back to what
Sony
I was getting
can.
At is like Microsoft. Like me and Foz, we were talking about how like they're probably just gonna do a lot of like. TV or sports apps and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's going to be entertainment.
Yeah, more entertainment.
Sure.
Well,
that's not
maybe
all
maybe
sports
maybe they'll
app
have...
Dave, sports app. Fuck well, yeah!
They're gonna tote Windows 9 or not Windows, Internet Explorer 9.
Yeah, maybe the phone they'll throw that in there. I don't know. Well,
or wait, I think we're all for
Bitbomb.
Listen and. But as much as you can give it, Microsoft always does come up with some pretty neat stuff for, like, at least I think, because I do look at consoles now, not as just straight gaming they're not. They're home media centers.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
The fact that Microsoft makes it. They make
Xbox
it,
does a good
they,
job.
Yeah, they make it a point to completely overhaul their dashboard every year. That's cool. That's something you can look forward to, and it's free. You know, that's great.
Also, like on that Microsoft point, like when I made my first, like I said in the podcast last week, I made my first trip into a Microsoft store. And, like, that whole demo that I went through to get the 25% off, like, that's for people who walk by the store and see. I mean, the store itself is pretty cool. Like, you walk in, they've got their phones, they've got the Xbox, the Kinect, right. They've got everything, the games, everything set up, computers, you know, all that is in there. And you can play with it all. It's, you know, it's all there for you to try out. But that Kinect and Xbox Center, it's right up front, right by the window. So when you walk by, you see this big TV with a 360 hooked up to it and the Kinect in front of it. And that whole area is so that people walk by who may have never played with an Xbox can go up there. And it looks like all of the things they can have you try to do are aimed to be like, hey, here are all of the other things you can do with this besides play games. Here is how you can make it your home, you know, media hub.
Right.
And, like, that's something they're really trying to push. You know, there was even that rumor of the, and who knows if it'll still, maybe it'll still happen, but the smaller Xbox 360 without a disk drive that was basically to act as a media hub and download. You know, you can download, it'll have a hard drive in it, you can download games, and then you have your Netflix and Hulu Plus and all
so
that stuff.
So, essentially an Apple TV with Castle Crashers.
Yes.
That'd be an interesting idea, though, because Xbox Live Arcade has some pretty good games.
Yeah,
and you can always get
really
the game on demands, too. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be interesting.
So, like, yeah, I think that's a huge selling point.
Yeah.
At least, whether or not, I mean, you can say, I think it does a pretty good job in the public, but whether or not you think it is, that's a huge selling point for Microsoft and Sony. Like, these are things that they try to get people to look at.
Yeah, but that being said, that being their, like, something that they spend a lot of time on in the press conference,
right.
And I'm assuming Kinect will also make a nice, take a big chunk out of their conference. Like, I see Modern Warfare, or not Modern Warfare, Black Ops 2 and Halo
Black
4
Ops.
Taking the rest of the time. And
maybe a Gears of War spinoff and like that
maybe
Fable
Fortnite
Kinect game.
Or whatever. Like,
oh yeah.
How about a Nooni Kimo or was it
Nino Nanu?
Yeah. That JRPG that's coming out is that that's
yeah.
not Xbox exclusive, is it?
No.
No.
No, I think it's PS3 as well. I didn't even know it was coming out on 360. I thought it was PS3 exclusive. Foolish
oh,
me.
I
don't know.
Here's hoping that Platinum Games blows the lid off of Metal Gear Rising and get to see some really cool stuff. But
if that's like Vanquish 2.0, then I'll be happy.
It looks like.
But like, it just annoys me that Metal Gear is going to get that much crazier and hard to follow.
You know what? I like that it's not trying to be as serious as it's been, as this franchise has been since 2, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, with Platinum Games behind it, why should they? That's
exactly.
not what they do.
Well, and I think that Metal Gear Solid 4 was trying to be, like, a strong narrative and a great story, but it's stupid. It's really, really stupid. And so I'm glad that... I feel like Platinum
fight
Games...
fight at the end was awesome. No,
Platinum
it wasn't.
Games is cutting the shit. They're like, hey, we know this is really stupid. Let's just have some fun. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
And let's put another smoking button in there.
And let's make our own word to describe it.
Revenge and Engineance. So,
yeah.
What is the actual title?
Metal Gear Solid Rising. Vengeance.
Revengeance.
Shut up.
Dear God.
Shut up.
Nope, that's it.
Yeah, so that's what I predict for Sony and Microsoft's conferences, and I don't care about either of them. Hopefully they surprise me, and I'm like, wow, they were both awesome. Wow.
Maybe,
you know, but
maybe Kojima reveals his new
Metal
Gear game.
Yeah, and
yeah,
Wii
U,
I want to see
Wii U
Nintendo's
is
conference.
My...
I think that's what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
I think I feel a cold coming on, like,
yeah, Monday night's a good night to have
and,
a cold because Sony's press conference is at nighttime on Monday. So.
Yeah. For Ryan,
no, but,
it's good.
Good time to be bedridden and not paying attention to anything.
I'm not going to I got way too excited for Nintendo.
It happened to all of us. Happened to the whole industry. It felt like.
Way
didn't it feel
excited.
Like this magical moment where like everybody comes together? Yes. It's like Christmas time, but then it didn't pan out.
It was like.
But then the Grinch actually stole Christmas
that, you know,
and didn't give it back.
Yeah, but last year was. Did they announce the Wii U
yes.
at E3 last year?
They, mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
in
so,
a way.
But last year, okay.
Badly.
I think this year we have more of a reason. Because last year, like, the thing
yeah.
was, this is coming out. Now everyone knows about that. Now, hopefully this year, the reason to be excited is what is coming
yeah,
with
we'll
it.
Yeah, we'll see the meat.
Yeah. Like, last year, like...
I just
last
don't know
year, everyone was
fresh.
Already almost like, well, it's going to be a new console. And then they're like, oh, here's this dumb tablet.
And seriously, if they come out and they're like... Boom, Super Mario Brothers 4 in 3D in HD, fucking beautiful 3D platformer. Oh my god, I'm sold.
Retro's working on Star Fox.
Yeah, Retro Studios Star Fox right here. Like
StairFax
temperatures. and then boom, Pikmin
and...
3. Dude, I will be in heaven. Nintendo 1 again. Dude, that would be it for me. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
or
game
a new
over.
IP, you know, whichever one.
Yeah. Foz is the naysayer. But those games would be so good, Foz. I know. Yeah.
What can I say?
And the rumored launch date is November 23rd.
November 23rd. So. Oh, for the Wii U.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect
Wii
time,
U.
right?
That's when Nintendo always launches their shit. That little window, November like 18th through the 24th or whatever.
Yeah.
It's usually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My birthday is November 19th. The Wii launched on November 19th.
That'd be a nice little.
and the GameCube launched. GameCube launched on November 21st, I think. So 2 days after my birthday. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I always got these game these cool. Nintendo consoles on with my birthday money, and it was like a huge deal for me. So Nintendo's part of my childhood, along with Harry Potter. Like a Harry Potter movie used to come out. Every November, like mid-November, and so my brother would take me for my birthday. So all these things are just part of my
You get Nintendo consoles for your birthday. I get movies that underwhelm me, like Watchmen, Tron, Avatar. When I was a kid, though, I did get the Lord of the Rings series, so that was always
cool.
Good. That was always good.
I got
December 18th.
I have Christopher. I have Columbus Day the day after my birthday. That's fucking it.
Happy fucking birthday. You get America.
My birthday is in January. There's nothing around there. I mean,
who was the
really
birthday
close to
closest to the great cleansing of Rodrigo Sanchez?
That joke was not
Bad
funny.
Joke.
Yeah, so listeners, Nintendo is the only thing I'm like super psyched for, because I know at least one of those things has to be real, and one of those things very much pleased me.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's the Valve digital distribution thing, because that would be
I don't
nuts.
Really care about that.
Yeah,
you shut your fanboy mouth.
Then I could not like Half-Life on the Wii U.
Yeah, but also the thing
Half-Life
about...
isn't the only game on Steam.
That's the
it
game.
The thing about Steam that makes it so awesome are the prices. Will the prices shift over to the Wii U?
I think that eventually has to happen on consoles.
I swear I saw an article.
It will, but not
I saw an article or something. You know how like everybody's making fun of Nintendo for saying, "Well, we're looking into DLC. We're looking into all the shit that's been around all this whole generation, but they've been out of touch." Yeah, I saw an article saying that they've been really studying Steam and like the pricing for that stuff. I swear I saw something for that. So that would make sense that they partner up.
It would be smart. I mean,
if you're going to go all digital, if that's where we're headed, then you're going to have to take that Steam price
no,
model. Because
exactly.
the digital distribution price model that places like Sony and Microsoft are using right now is complete bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
When, like we've mentioned several times, when Madden 09 is still
$40.
Yeah. Like, fuck you! Like, fuck
it's
right
like
off!
No one's even looking at this.
But it's digital. I know. It's... How can they be
they
so
put a
oblivious?
Price up there, they throw it up there, and that's it.
How can they be so oblivious to such a great potential? I mean, if the deals were the focus, it would be so much better. Like, oh, cool, let's go this week. Let's see what's on Microsoft deals. That's especially
when it's digital, like there's no warehousing fees, like there's nothing. Right. You're just this game was 60 when it came out. You know, we're gonna make it $1 now, and you know how many fucking copies you'll sell.
Exactly.
Well, but that's almost how PlayStation Plus works, but you have to pay for that, and it doesn't do it nearly as well.
But you know, last week. PlayStation took its first step into this kind of thing where Ubisoft
Ubisoft put all their shit
at 50% off. That was awesome.
But, mm-hmm.
I guarantee you it's going to start catching on fire.
And you guys bought things that you
absolutely
wouldn't have otherwise.
Like, there's all the stuff that
I bought something
wanted,
I've already bought before.
Oh, yeah, Madden 09, I want this. Oh, 40 bucks, yeah, okay, no. I can fucking, someone give this to me, dude, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
40, yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, yeah, like, games, those Prince of Persia games, you might not have really bothered to pick them up until they were $7. It's like, oh,
exactly.
I have
well,
$7.
You should pick up Prince of Persia 2008, because that game is amazing.
And it's, exactly, but... Exactly,
I don't even know if it's, the deal's still going on, but if you didn't
just...
pick up the complete Prince of Persia... For like, what was it like $11? You're just dummy.
You might have overlooked
it. You know what's even better than buying Prince of Persia for $7? Donating $7 to Game Over Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. So much fun, guys.
Are you not entertained? Mm. For $7 worth.
That being said, oh my God, Modern Decor is getting butt fucked. We just got how many? 8 emails.
I'm opening my... Okay, those are the 7 that I just deleted a second ago.
Gabe, what else is going on this week?
Max Payne 3 is seemingly unaffected by the behemoth that is Diablo 3 and shipped 3 million units in its first week.
Shit.
Yeah, shipped. But it also, in the UK, outsold Diablo.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, like, I don't know, people say ship doesn't mean anything, but those vendors bought those games.
Yeah.
But
like,
they
it kind of does
back.
Mean something.
Yeah.
Can they?
Yeah. All right. When you have product that doesn't sell, you can send it back.
You can send it back to the...
But I guess they have that money for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
An interesting stat, nonetheless.
The thing is that, like, vendors don't buy those things unless they project. Like, they know
they'll
sell
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, though. Like, Max Payne, like, where did that even come from? Like, that franchise was just forgotten about.
Yeah, really?
Apparently it was not.
Well, they marketed the hell out of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one was there to tell him he won the lottery.
Except for those guys.
Well, I'm glad it's doing so
those
well.
Those guys
though.
That were there. That
I really am.
Are you glad it's doing well?
I'm sure that Diablo 3, like Blizzard, is still going to be raking in the cash, and that's a game that people are still going to be buying for $60, like 3 years down the road. Well, maybe not 60, but they'll still be buying it. Max Payne won't have that same type.
Well, I mean, you look at Diablo 2. It's been 12 years since that came out, and it still sells for what, 20?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Diablo 3, it's going to make its money back, and then some. And that's just one country, the UK. So.
Yeah, the Ukraine.
You know Ukraine is weak. Ukraine is game to you?
The Ukraine don't want the Diablo. We like slow motion.
In news interesting to me and Javi, maybe Uncharted 1 and 2 are coming to PSN, so you can download them digitally.
Why is that
no prices were released.
We have both of we've had both
because
of those forever.
I don't have the first one. I played it. I don't have it. No,
oh,
I played it.
No,
like I said. So maybe I'll get it at some point. But I don't know. That's interesting to me because. Now everyone can easily get Uncharted 2 and see how much better it is than
Uncharted
3. Uncharted
2 is so good.
Mm-hmm. It's
still
so
my favorite
good.
Game this generation. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
Uh-huh. Hands down. It's my shit. And now for rumor news, we got a PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale coming to PlayStation Vita. says a resume from Sony Computer Entertainment America, which I think is great because they're going to try to do what Nintendo does. Like, they have to copy exactly what they're doing. I don't know how else to say
but you know what? Like, if Sony does this thing where you buy the PS3 version and you get the Vita version for free, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but...
No way.
I mean, I guess they've been doing that with other games, right, Gabe?
Have they?
No. Don't think
Was it last week? You guys said last week that there was...
I think Harris said something about that when we were talking on Skype one of these days. I think it's a rumor.
That was
point.
Like... But nonsense to me.
Because that came up when we were talking about Sly 4, which is also coming out on the PlayStation Vita.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I hope they do that. That's a great way to make people want to play the Vita.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I bought all these games, which I would have bought anyways, and then I have a free Vita copy of them, that might persuade me to buying a Vita. That's a bad idea.
How they give you the free copy, though, is... interesting to me because I really hope it's digital. So I don't want to have all these stupid cards. I have to do that with my 3DS already. I don't want any.
Yeah.
You don't like the AR cards?
No. No.
Oh. Okay.
Fucking who likes AR cards?
People they're kind of cool.
Fucking days, these kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, stupid cards.
Wait, Gabe,
no one likes them.
You're telling me that if PlayStation All-Stars is a Vita game, you'd buy that and not the PS3 version?
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I think when it comes down to it, like, if you have to choose either or, you're going to buy the PS3 version. I mean, that's what your friends are going to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the best... I don't know if that's the best strategy to be like, let's release every game on both. That's like competing with yourself, basically. Like, who's...
They're not doing that, though.
No, it's not competing with their...
Unless they actually start giving copies away for free.
That's not competing against yourself if they do that, like, cross-save mode, because that doesn't say play this over the other. It says play both of them whenever you want.
Yeah, that's actually,
It's asking a lot, like, if they don't give a free copy, it's asking a lot, but it's not absurd. Like, I think people will still do it. I think a lot of people will still do it.
I imagine they'll definitely do a combo pack, but free is a big stretch. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get like a download or like a discount code or something with the PS3 version.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be good. Also, in Hasbro news, some voice actors have been leaked, which include the voice actor for Cole McGrath.
Did you say Hasbro?
Hasbro. Oh. I added an O to the end of it to make it something.
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, Battle Royale,
online.
Yes, that is what it is.
Alright.
We got Nolan North as Nathan Drake, Cole McGrath, whoever the voice actor is for him, David Hayter with Solid Snake, and whoever the actor is for Kevin Butler. Which... I think is cool.
I think it's a mistake if...
Is he a character in the game?
Apparently.
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Him, it's just him and that Best Buy kid. Like, boom!
Boom. Boom. Just boom to the power of boom. He'll throw, like, price tags at you.
Oh my god, they're going to do Kevin Buy.
Oh no.
I think that's funny.
I think with Metal Gear Rising on the way, they need to have Raiden in there. Like, I want to play as Raiden.
No. Yeah, there's so many options.
Mm-hmm.
So many. Everything's so dense.
So dense. There's so many characters.
So dense.
I don't know why they wouldn't, like, why would they mention these voice actors and not, like, the rest of them? It's kind of strange.
Well, these were leaked, originally on the IMDb page, which has now been taken down, I think. So yeah, that's how they originally came to light.
I want
to
see Quentin Flynn on there. Please, Raiden.
PlayStation has so many exclusive characters that they're having to resort to using fictional marketing characters in their game.
Yeah, like, when Kevin Butler was announced, like, Gabe seemed pretty excited, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't.
No, I still want to see it, but I just think it's funny that there that that's.
I think it's a little tacky. That's one
of... I'm fine with it. Yeah, I think it's funny. I'd like to see it, but I still think it's funny that like that's one of the things. That's a well they had to go into.
Mm-hmm. I could almost see Kevin Butler being the announcer. You know, like go. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe he'll be like the master hand of this game.
Dear God.
Next up, both XCOM games that have been announced. There's news for both of them. The original one that was announced a while back, I think that one's just called XCOM, has been delayed.
The shooter, right?
Yeah, the first-person shooter XCOM has been delayed until beyond the first quarter of 2013. The second XCOM game, Enemy Unknown, which is more like the old XCOMs that everyone, or that, I don't know if a lot of people played them, or if it was like a cult following, whatever, that has a release date and comes out on October 9th.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyone
Dylan
care about
probably
those?
Probably would have, but we don't.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Raw Dog.
Wake up.
Hey, Raw Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't.
In other news that Dylan would love, Castlevania
Tootie,
has a
Tootie.
Yeah.
Tootie.
has two games in development, and one of them is a 2D side scroller on 3DS. To which Dylan reacted, "Javi, would you like?"
Dylan
to
was like, "Oh, Tootie."
And the second one being Lords of Shadow 2.
Lords of Shadow. God, Sean will have a field day.
The 3DS one's something with a mirror.
What? They already did that with Portrait of Ruin or whatever the hell it was called.
Portrait of Ruin 2.
Who thinks up these Castlevania names? I would love to see the thought process.
Know.
A very sophisticated man.
Symphony
okay?
of the Night, Circle of the Moon.
Someone that probably has
Harmony
a
of Dissonance.
Looks like Mr. Peanut.
Portrait of Ruin.
Could be in Mr. Peanut.
Veronica of Despair or some shit. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Next up, Bungie's new game, codenamed Destiny, was revealed via court documents. I don't really know how, but long story short, it looks like it's another future shooter thing and your dude has armor.
Is there art for it?
Who doesn't love armor?
Yeah. What? He
hey,
does or doesn't?
Is there art for it? Or, like, has anybody seen this? Or are you guys just saying that stuff?
I haven't... I believe there's something out
the
there.
I saw the article about
but I
this. It didn't
there.
Mention anything mm-hmm. about the main character being in armor or anything. So, I don't know where that's coming from.
This is just what I've heard from other people. I believe it was Dylan that told me this.
Yeah, but Dylan was just kind of, like,
Harris.
Ranting as usual. So, I don't know if he has any proof about that. Because I...
Either way, this game is coming out on 360 alone, I believe.
It's kind of weird they're calling it Sci-Fantasy.
Sci-Fantasy.
What does that even mean?
It's a fantasy.
Kind of like, in the future, they have developed magic through technology. That's it. And they have swords.
Well, I mean, fantasy doesn't
swords
mean magic.
Made of lights and lasers, lightsabers.
Fantasy doesn't mean magic.
Fantasy
it doesn't
is
mean
really
medieval.
Like ye olde times with the horses and the cows and the fucking wizards, and mix that with some Tech Nine, you got Star Wars. Banthas,
moisture farms.
Fucking crops.
Before this gets any weirder.
Yeah, before this gets any dumber.
Aunt Brew.
Square Enix registered a domain name for Just Cause 4.
Sleeping Dog.
And
even
there's
though
a
Just
third
Cause
one?
3 does not exist.
I was about to say, what?
Either it's a hilarious typo.
Look, you know, that would be like the ultimate Square Enix thing to do. Like... they're so weird as it is. Just like, fuck it, we'll make the next one four.
It's like fucking
maybe they're going for like a Naked Gun style.
You're mentioning the name for the newest Kingdom Hearts. It's like 3DS Dual Dock Deckum.
Dream Drop Distance.
Drop Distance.
Dream
Drop Distance.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I could see them being like, Just Cause. The fourth one.
Four. They could just be like, oh, it's so much more advanced than what we planned for the third one. We just said, fuck it.
We had to just skip it.
We wouldn't do it justice.
We felt that the number three wouldn't do it justice.
Well,
10 years from
now. It reminds me of the Naked Gun movie series, which there was the original, the Naked Gun. Yeah, then the second was Naked Gun, I think it was 22 and a half, or was it just 2.5? Yeah, just 2.5. And then the third, which was 33 1/3. So maybe they're going for that kind of style. But who knows? Maybe we'll find out.
But all this number talk reminds me of when the guy that made, was it Braid?
Mm-hmm.
And him and some other dude are working on a new game. Yeah, and like this was just a look into how pretentious these assholes are. like they were talking about their new game or whatever, and they're like, it's 4D. And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, it's four spatial dimensions, which, by the way, is impossible. There are three spatial dimensions. You can't invent a fourth one. Fuck you, Jonathan Blow. So that, like, the guy was playing the game for whoever was conducting this interview, and like, apparently, like the environment they were in, like, transformed suddenly into something else. And the creator, one of the creators of the game is Jonathan Blow and this other dude. And the other dude was like demoing the game, and the guy, the reporter or whatever was like, oh, that's cool. And he said that the dude just kind of looked over and was like, that's the fourth dimension. I was like, that's not a fourth dimension, you dumb fuck. That's just things transforming. Like, God, I hate you, Jonathan Blow.
You know
your
what,
friend.
Ryan? Maybe they found the fucking key to the fourth dimension, and you're just
you're
to
just
see
making
it.
Fun of them.
Yeah, clearly Dick. I am.
It's clearly your LASIKs
Jonathan
aren't
Blow
doing you any good.
These are the same guys that said that Japanese game developers are idiots. Wait, Just Cause 4.
Wasn't that?
No, they're right. They're right.
No, they got that one pretty much nailed that one.
Except for the ones behind Dissidia. Those guys are keepers.
This fourth spatial dimension thing, I am very skeptical of, because every day we see three that exist, and
embrace it.
Jonathan Blow did not create a fourth one. I'm sorry. Like I said, I tweeted that day, all right, so just to review for all you physics majors out there, it's X, Y, Z, Transformer. Those are the four spatial dimensions.
Alpha, beta, theta, zeta.
Black Eyed Peas.
Pepsi, Black Eyed Peas.
Pepsi, Skechers, sandwich.
Oh, I love you, my brother and me.
That's Ryan's nicknames for me and Gabe and Fozzie.
Yeah.
Fozzie is me.
Yeah.
All right, is that all the news, Gabe?
That is all the news.
That means it's time for some new releases.
Is that what you do?
Every week.
Every week.
You can't contain the news. Mario Tennis Open hits the Nintendo 3DS this week.
Man, it's so hard to like I'm so torn on what to think about.
I know
that
everybody
game.
Hates it, but every time I read every time
like,
I read why
I
they
wanting,
hate it, I don't really
I
understand.
Still want to buy it.
What?
Yeah, every time you read why they hate it, you still
yeah,
want
exactly.
to buy it.
They're like, "You know what? They took out the specials and it's just a solid tennis game." I'm like, "What? That's what
Which
I want."
Which is like, then why is it It's just a solid tennis game. Five.
Yeah.
Like, that's... like, I get that that's still, like, the middle of
it's
the scale.
It's underwhelming,
but
it's
like,
kind of insulting. Also, like, it's the middle of the scale, but on Screw Attack, it's also
like
fuck
the descrip-
it.
the description sounds more like a 6.5, maybe 7, but like what you read suggests that, and then like 5.
Well, from what I've been reading, it's they're like, okay, the single player is kind of boring. You're just playing match after match, but the fucking GameCube one, which I played the most, is just playing match after match in a tournament. It's identical.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that... Hey, guys, that's what
is. Mario Tennis has always been.
Like, that's what real tennis is. It's just match after... Yeah, that's what happens in tennis. You play a match, and then you play another match. Like, that's the thing.
Speaking of Mario Tennis, listeners, go to GameOverNation.com and check out our little article, or our comic about Mario Tennis, and Luigi's unwillingness to join this year's roster.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No.
Yeah, Mario Tennis, I want it, and if I get a 3DS at some point, I will probably pick it up for cheap. Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
This is one I'm actually kind of
GURFUS.
It's doing pretty well on the reviews. But even then, just like watching the trailer, it looks really good. And like I said, and this is out this week, and I know I've said it here before, like that first Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, like when I got that was one of the first games I got with my Xbox 360, and just booting that up after playing an Xbox for however long, like, just visually, it was so stunning to see what the new hardware could do. And, like, you're not going to get that now, because we've been playing this generation for so long, but it still looks really good, man. And that's one thing I've read in the reviews today, was just, it looks really amazing.
Yeah. No, I watched a lot of gameplay for it before it even came out. Like, the way you kind of, like, dissolve into stealth mode, like, where you start to, like, disappear, it looks so
cool. Yeah, that looked
cool.
Really cool.
That did look cool. You, like, sneak up on dudes and shove a knife in their neck. It's pretty rad.
Yeah, like there was scenes in the trailer where it was like, you're standing with your gun there, like, a foot away from the guy you're about to fucking kill. And he has no idea you're in the room.
I don't know anything about this game. I just seen the little bits of gameplay here and there, but it looks like a really fun co-op, like polished co-op experience, which is cool. I mean,
what game is this?
Ghost Recon.
Future Soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling him. I was like, man, I really want to pick this up. I love the Ghost Recon franchise.
Like, I remember looking at like all these fucking tactical. Wartime games have disappointed over and over again, like third-person games, like SOCOM 4 has sucked ass. All the SOCOMs have been bad. Fucking Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City was bad. Like, all these games are just disappointing, you know, but Ghost Recon looks like it could be a polished co-op experience.
You know what was funny about Advanced Warfighter was that, like, two different teams did the multiplayer and the single player, and like the multiplayer was like a first person view.
Really,
and the game itself was like, yeah, like most of like a lot of what you did was in this weird first person like the camera angles were different, the perspectives were completely different in the multiplayer versus the single player. Like, they were basically two different games. It was so weird. Like, I still had fun with the multiplayer, but yeah, it was just a strange, strange experience.
Yeah.
Like, why am I playing an FPS now? That's not what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of weird.
All right, and Dragon's Dogma comes out.
Ooh.
I believe Ryan's image of this captured the essence of this game.
That's
greatly.
All I know about the game, is that Jesus is a dragon.
Yeah, Jesus burps fire and there's a dragon.
Yeah, and you fight you're going after Dragon Alanis Morissette with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and that chick from
Salma Hayek.
That's not Salma. Wait, yeah, it is.
Well, yeah. So yeah, Salma Hayek.
Sorry,
is
Dawson
movie.
Is in the movie, isn't she?
No,
she's not.
I don't know.
What the
I don't
fuck?
Think so.
No, that's but Clerks too. That's Clerks News... too. I don't know where
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, that's Clerks.
The chick from News Radio's there. And
Kathy Griffin.
No. Kathy Griffin is not an
Isn't
Israeli.
She, though? Isn't she?
No.
That's the Andy Dick.
Chick.
The other red chick.
The other red chick. Andy Dick? No. No, not Andy Dick.
That's the one.
But freaking Fozzie, you wanted to pick up Dragon's Dogma today. Why?
Yeah.
Which means you know more about it than any of us. So.
Well, mm-hmm.
I saw the spine of the game case.
Have you guys played the demo yet at all?
Nope.
Nah, oh, okay. Dog. All right.
The first level was kind of shitty, but the second level was a lot of fun. You're on this field. It kind of had a Dark Souls type of feel to the game, except just with more co-op. I felt you're working with other people. I don't know if the game's going to have co-op with actual humans, but as far as the AI goes, it's pretty intense. I had a bow and arrow, so I was shooting at this griffin thing from the sky and bringing him down, and then when he's down, he just starts slashing at him. I don't really know how to explain it, because it was only two boss fights, really, but it definitely seems interesting, to say the least. It got a... I don't know, it has like a 75 on Metacritic right now.
So many, like, pretty good games have come out recently.
Yeah. It just feels like a game that you might be able to get for $40 in a month from now. So that's why I'm just kind of holding off on it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, all these games that I've, like, wanted to get for a long time, but, like, they were they still hadn't gone down in price, just went down in price recently. Like, GoldenEye went down to $30, finally. It was like $60 for, like, 5 months.
That was ridiculous. That was insane.
Yeah, Deus Ex is now $30, or well, actually, it was $22 at GameStop, which is pretty sweet. Yeah.
It was $10 over Christmas.
Yeah, on PC.
On Amazon. It was like $7 a month ago.
PC. Yeah, that was insane.
That's why you need to get a good PC.
I don't want it on PC. I want the fucking controller on my controller.
Yeah, he wants the Falcs and the trophies. Yeah.
I want the Bows. All right, Men in Black Alien Crisis is coming out this week.
You missed one.
Oh, thank God.
This scene, I've never even heard this.
You thought only the iPhone and Android people
were going to get some Men in Black love.
Get some Men in Black, but
no. Somehow, I told you doesn't quite cover it.
Just like cut it.
Don't ever.
Well, that's for my robot, so let's not confuse classical Smith movie.
Hell nah. Hey, if you listen to our comic commentary, we give you some sweet Will Smith tunes.
Well, sweet might be an exaggeration.
Yeah, sweets. Yeah, I mean, they're there.
They're there. Yep.
We Audible. All get. No, they definitely get really, really jiggy with it. Yeah. All of us.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Javi, you missed the title.
No. Sorcery comes out this week.
Yeah. Okay, so Sorcery.
Sony, look at me. Look at me when I talk to you.
Hire a marketing department.
Fucking
hire someone.
Do you have one?
Your games. And I saw the first couple reviews for Sorcery go up last night, and they're good. They're not great. They're good. And this is the best game, period, for the PlayStation
Move. For the Move.
Easily, this is the best game for your fucking hardware that you released and forgot about. Where is your marketing team? What are you doing? On top of that, Sorcery aside,
maybe they're just trying to forget about the Move.
Fucking Starhawk? Where were you guys for... What else? What else came out on PS3 recently that got fucking abandoned? I don't know. It was something else, too. But, like, Sony, what the fuck, man?
Resident Evil?
No, it was an exclusive. I can't remember. Journey. They didn't really promote Journey, which they should have.
Well, that didn't matter.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, they didn't really have to.
Yeah, but they kind of should have. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an Xbox Live Arcade game really.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they promote them, like, on the dashboard, basically.
Yeah.
They don't ever get...
I don't think that the profit-wise... It's going to, like, average out.
Well, from my experience with the Xbox Live Arcade, people buy like three games off that thing, and then from there on, it's a crapshoot. It's like people have Trials, Castle Crashers, and Trials Evolution.
And fucking
No, the great thing, I think you have a poor judgment of the
very
Xbox
poor
Arcade.
Judgment.
Those are always the top downloaded ones.
How dare you, sir?
And that's fine, but like, there's a lot of really good games there. And also,
yeah, I'm not saying those are the only games on there.
You can get a lot of, like, every game has a demo. Every
yeah,
single
I know.
One.
Someone forgot Geometry
Xbox.
Wars.
Oh yeah,
everyone has
Geometry. Dark Geometry Wars Superstar does better.
I think I like Geometry Wars.
Whoa.
Geometry Wars.
Geobody.
Well, what's cooler, shapes or space?
Shapes in space.
Yep, which is Geometry
where you can
Wars.
Create black holes. That's pretty cool. You want to be restricted to this stupid 3D planet with rocks trying to hit it?
Yeah, those rocks are stupid.
Stardust
up, game.
Shit. Get the fuck out of here.
You ain't.
Pretty tight.
Yeah.
It's tight,
thank
but
you,
it's
Ron.
Not Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars is so gangsta.
What's more gangsta than a game called Stardust?
Write in to mail at gameovernation.com if you agree with me.
Or if you want to
only if
the
you agree
yeah.
with him. That way
yeah.
he can be like,
look at
100% of the emails we got yep. agreed with me.
Exactly. Okay, right, that's it. Okay. It. Well, actually, Sorcery. Dude, Sorcery looks cool, man. Looks cool. I think, Ryan, you don't know anything about
yeah.
it, do you?
I kind of remember the stuff that everyone else know, like the little E3 bullshit.
It's
demo,
pretty cool.
Cause
it's a move
you can,
game.
You like, equip different elements to your wand, and you can use them differently.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, you can like make a wall of fire to protect yourself, or you can like shoot balls of fire to hit people with, or you can combine.
It made me think of that BioShock 2 demo where they're like, you can light the tornado on fire.
Yeah, and you can.
Yeah, that was so
and
awesome.
You do that in Sorcery. It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
From the review I saw on IGN, that like the main character seems pretty cool. It's like this little, it's kind of a cartoon that you're playing out. Like it's, you got this,
and he's got his best
friend.
Yeah,
he's got
cat.
A fucking pet cat that follows him around and talks to him. That's awesome. That's right up my alley. I don't know, like, and I have a PlayStation Move. I might pick this up honestly.
I think it's available digitally.
Oh, shit.
Please buy it. I want to try it out.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I think I will.
All right.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it is available digitally because I saw something about available on PSN or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That might be a good game to pick up.
Well played, Sony. Well, if it's six, if
no,
it's
not
six,
well played.
If it's $59 digitally, no.
No, it won't be.
I don't know what.
There's
if
no
it's 59
way.
Retail, it's going to be 59
yeah,
digital.
Yeah, no, but it's 40.
Is it 40? Oh,
yeah,
that's good then. That's
yeah.
strange. It seemed like a full retail game, but okay.
Yeah, but Move games are always, like, just like Kinect, I think, are 40 as well.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Alright, who cares, because none of these are Diablo 3.
Which is true.
I would rather have,
who cares?
If I had a free copy of Diablo 3 right in front of me, and a free copy of Sorcery, I would take Sorcery.
You're stupid.
If I had a free copy of Mario Tennis or Diablo, I would take Mario Tennis.
You better just stop right there before.
If I had a free copy of Ghost Recon Future Soldier, I'd take Ghost Recon Future Soldier. If I had a free copy of Men in Black, Alien
you made
Crisis,
your stupid point.
I would take Diablo.
So that's the limit. That's the fucking limit.
I'm glad
shit,
we established
son.
That.
That is shit.
All right, let's check in with these listeners. I think that someone is here.
Housekeeping!
All right, we have
better.
One fucking listener, Mel. It's pretty extensive, and he's attacking me. Motherfucking beesball. Actually, I don't know. I haven't actually read through this, but I see Javi in the text,
uh-oh.
And I know what I said last week, so I'm expecting some retaliation. Okay, beesball says, so, playing on your Batman Begins example. Okay, so listeners, he asked us if we're sick of comic book movies and reboots. I said no, because if they're good, I don't care. Bring them on. Because, you know, if Batman Begins came out the year after the terrible Batmans everybody would shut up because it's awesome. So anyways, he's saying, playing on your Batman Begins example, it would not have been anywhere near the record setter that it was. Bad taste lasts on the public's tongue for a while. We saw it with the two latest Hulk movies. The second was considered more of a critical success, but it made much less money. The same thing will probably happen with the next Duke Nukem. It will undoubtedly be better, but sell less because of how poor Forever was. I know Javi is just going to say so, but the law of diminishing returns exists for a reason. I know I feel meh towards every announcement, so sorry for the long email.
Was that a statement or was that a question?
I don't know, but the argument he's making is that...
An elaboration, I believe.
Well, as consumers, we're kind of detached from the whole... we're not because we're like enthusiasts, but... really, I mean, as
better
long as
than
it's
everyone.
Good, whether or not it does well isn't really a big deal to consumers for the most part. You know, I mean, Scott Pilgrim got made, and it's fucking awesome. The fact that it didn't do well sucks, but it got made. You know, we enjoy it as it is. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, it got made.
No, I know. I understand that, but I'm just saying... That's not the argument he's saying, God, I'm so sick of all these reboots and remakes. He's not saying I'm sick of these because they're going to be awesome, but they're not going to make money. That's not what he was insinuating.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, as someone who just saw The Avengers again, I want more of that.
You son of a...
Fozzie, you're the only person on this planet that wasn't... Like, oh my God.
By the way, I think that Beesball and Dylan are meant to be best friends because they both are absolutely crazy about James Bond. And then Bees signs off with P.S. Mystery Men fucking rocks. He didn't say fucking, but he said
Dylan. Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny because Bees texted me today because about the expansion pack thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, you were probably thinking of... hang on, let me open my text messages. You were thinking of The World Is Not Enough, and I said, no, I was not, because I did not play that. So, but, yeah, James Bond is clearly his thing.
Oh, yeah. No, and even back, way back in the day when we were just Gova or whatever, like, whenever we'd meet up for PAX, Bees was always like, I love Dylan. I can always respect a fellow Bond fan. that's cool, I guess.
So then, Bees, how do you feel about James Bond drinking beer?
How do you feel about all these James Bond reboots and sequels? I'm really getting sick of all these James Bond sequels. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wait, is Skyfall a... Wait, sequel or
remake? I don't
know.
It's the same. That's the same argument. They're making more James Bond when they shouldn't make any more James Bond. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh,
obviously.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
I love the new James Bonds.
I didn't love Quantum of Solace. I thought Quantum of Solace.
I didn't love it, but it was good. It was better than
Casino.
It was better than everything but GoldenEye that I've, you know, other than Casino Royale, of course. Casino Royale.
What about Die Another Day? Let's not forget about that, Jeff.
Which one is the one where I thought Christmas only came once a year?
I think that's Die Another Day. No, you're talking about the Denise Richards one?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She's so hot, though.
Yeah. Or is it The World Is Not Enough? It's one movie.
It was not enough.
I mean, the thing...
Fighting the giant ice castle.
Fuck, yeah. That's when they had the Aston Martin.
Why was her name Christmas?
Christmas.
Why was her name Christmas?
Christmas comes to
you. Her name was Christmas, so he could write that joke. That's why.
It was actually Kathy Richards. Until that point in the script.
they were like, all right, we need to get this joke in.
How the hell do we do it? I got it. We'll name her Christmas.
Cut. Print.
Print
we're
that
good.
Shit.
God, I hate you, James Bond.
Listen, you write the jokes first, you think of names later, goddammit. Not the other way around.
You can't tell me this isn't gold. This is fucking comedy gold. We have to put this in the movie. Why would we name her Christmas? Fuck you! Her name is Christmas.
I don't care what the fucking name is.
Denise Richards.
Well, the thing I'm most excited about this Bond movie is I love
Javier Bardem.
The openings.
Yeah, I love me too.
The openings. No, openings. I don't care about Javier Bardem.
My dick.
He was the one in No Country for Old Men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was.
I didn't
not
like that
cool.
movie either, but he's cool. I like him because he's got my name. Javi.
So it's not cool to like that movie, but it's cool to like.
The movie's alright. People were like, "Oh, this is fucking incredible! Blew my face off." It's okay.
Well, now you know how I feel.
Yeah.
I think Avengers are okay.
But you're wrong.
Whoa.
You're wrong and you should feel wrong.
I do.
Ryan, is there anything on Twitter? I doubt it. Nope. Alright, well that's gonna do it for episode 49 of Game Over Nation. You should write in, guys. Yeah. You know what? The show would be longer. We have cooler things to say. And next week is episode 50. We've made it.
Write in.
Hit
for episode 50.
Episode 50, guys. It's a monumental episode, I guess.
I know you thought this was a monumental episode, but we were lying. That was just a dumb joke. 50's actually.
That's the one where it's a round number. And that's what
you guys should do a special thing.
We've all been waiting.
Oh, wait. Oh, maybe we are.
You know that whole Screwtech relaunch? That was for episode 50 of Game Over Nation. There it is.
They just timed it wrong. Yes. We hyped up episode 49 so much they thought it was 50, and they're like, oh, we need to get this shit now.
Get it now. So write into mail at gameovernation.com or tweet at gameovernation, and we will read your shit. Episode 50.
Yeah, and we will love
That's
it.
That's right. It's stupid easy.
Ghost, come back.
Make sure, yeah, Ghost.
Where are you?
12849. What the fuck? Ghost? I'm sorry I didn't like Dragon Age 2. I'll play it again. Just write in and make fun of Ryan.
I'll make fun of you right
back.
McAnus,
where's that anus?
It's a whole lot.
Hello.
Mickey. What about V-Tunnel?
Oh,
where are you at?
V-Rank.
V-Rank. Wait, is it? No, it's Secret Tunnel,
V-Rank.
Not V-Tunnel. V-Tunnel is
the
yeah.
You look like freaking
V-Rank.
Seth MacFarlane.
Jushin, where the hell
Jushin.
Are you this week?
Just because we ain't.
What's the deal?
Lauren Carroll asked me about my underwear. I will tell you.
Who else?
Alright, we have to stop now.
There's more,
there's
Ryan.
More,
there's,
more.
There's gotta be more. Who else is there? Bees. The bees' knees. You write
Dow.
In like every week lately. You're pretty Dow. Awesome. Thank
Come
you,
on.
Bees. God bless you.
Yeah.
Alright, well that's going to do it for episode 49 of Game Over Nation. If you want to link up with us on Twitter, at Game Over Nation, you want to follow us on Facebook, and you want to subscribe to us on YouTube. If you like the show, you should spread the word, use hashtag GON as much as possible. You can also support the nation by picking up a comic, or by clicking the donate button on the sidebar. Thank you everybody for listening, and we will catch you guys next week for episode 50. Goodbye.